Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Day 3 of John and Tammy's baby saga. If you've been paying attention this week, Tammy broke the big news that we have been contacted by our long-lost child that we didn't even know we conceived, let alone had, and neglected all of his or her life.
You can see maybe not remembering the conception, but you certainly are going to remember a birth.
I mean, so... I don't know who you've been conceiving with, but I'd like to think you'd remember it. What is our child's name again? I forgot.
Takudzwa.
Takudzwa.
Takudzwa. So yesterday we said that...
First of all, this was a message that we got on Facebook.
Yes.
Obviously someone trying to scam us. Tam and I are pretty sure we have not had a baby together.
I'm not sure if he's trying to scam us or not. This is the new update. When he had said, I'm your child, and I replied, oh my goodness, we never knew. And he said, oh shame, I'm lost, sorry. And I said, perhaps we can help find you.
Right.
You know, thinking this was just kind of a jokey thing,
very
right?
Very deep, very sympathetic.
Well, then he responded back, I need John and Tammy Bayer.
Bear, like B-A-R-E, like he wants to
snake. B-A-Y-E-R, bear, like bear aspirin. Yes.
What does that mean?
That's who he's looking for, a John and Tammy bear.
No.
So I said, gotcha. Well, that's not us. He replied, okay. And I said, do you know where they live? And he said, no. So I said,
wait a second.
I'm sorry.
This is legit, maybe?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, now I feel, oh my God, now I feel horrible. Listen, when somebody reaches out to you on Facebook and says, I'm your child, and you know damn well that they're not your child, you think you're being scammed. But now I feel like, what if this is actually somebody who's missing their family or was given up for adoption? And now I feel very, very, I feel ashamed of myself. This is not where I thought this was going, Tammy.
Well, I still don't. I don't really think it's real because that name has tons of social media accounts associated with that name. The list goes on and on and on.
So are you claiming that they're all burner accounts? Maybe Takudzwa is like the John Smith of a different part of the world. I don't know. Okay, good. I'm going to go ahead and assume that this is a scam still. I don't want to feel bad about possibly leading a poor kid or adult who's trying to find his family astray.
Well, some of them are male. Some of them are female. Some of them are business accounts.
I'm thinking that
this is, the whole thing is some kind of scam or something of some sort.
Why would he put, I'm looking for John and Tammy Bear.
Well, maybe let's look up John and Tammy Bear. Maybe they're wealthy. Maybe.
Yeah, by the way, Takudzwa, I hate to break it to you, pal, but if you're looking for wealth, you're barking up the wrong John and Tammy. That's for sure.
best to look for somebody else. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSON.